Cry Argentina to the World presents Great Argentine Songs and Their Stories. Today we'll talk about La Pomeña, the shepherdess who became a samba song. La Pomeña is a samba that was immortalized all over the world in the voice of Mercedes Sosa. The poetry was written by Manuel Castilla, and the sweet melody is the creation of Gustavo Cuchi Leguizamón. They both came together to create one of the most popular sambas ever. As we listen to this instrumental rendition of La Pomeña in the background, we continue with its story. This samba is about a teenage shepherdess called Eulogia Tapia. And the story was inspired by the times of carnival in the province of Salta in northwestern Argentina. Eulogia, who's 75 years old today, still lives in the town of La Poma, which is about 1,600 kilometers from Buenos Aires City. She carries on leading a quiet life, working as a goat shepherdess, singing coplas while she works, and she's quite far away from the universal fame that these verses gave her. Back in the 1960s, the poet Manuel Castilla arrived in this corner of the world to celebrate carnival, and he was drinking some wine at a local store called La Flor del Pago, a shop that you can still visit because it is still open. As the story goes, in a moment, an 18-year-old girl comes into the shop, and her face was covered with flour, which is very typical in northern Andean towns during the times of the carnival. People throw flour and water at each other as part of the celebrations. Eulogia had a coplera box in her hands, and she was buying something for her house. Very shyly, Eulogia accepted Castilla's challenge to a singing duel. And the teenager, unexpectedly, won in the improvisation. And without saying more, she went out, got on her white horse, and then returned home. She comes on a white horse, holding her box in her shaking hands, and when the night sinks, it's a brown dahlia. The willow of your house is crying because they have stolen you, Eulogia. carnival has stole you, Eulogia. La Pomenia presents us with a portrait filled with images of what the carnival looks like in Argentina's northwestern region. We can see through the songs the ancient villages of the area surrounded by the mountains. According to Eulogia herself, in one of the many interviews she gave throughout the years, the part of the song the poet mentions, and I just try to translate into English, the willow tree cries because she's been stolen during carnival, is because, she said, several of the family's goats had been stolen before Eulogia met Castilla. However, there is another version speaking of a habit, of a tradition that existed in times of the carnival, in the past, of course. It is said that young lovers could meet without their parents' permission during carnival. And this is what the song speaks about, apparently. Eulogia was stolen by her lover or by her boyfriend with the excuse of carnival for some time. According to the story, Eulogia was stolen by who would become her husband, Avilio. Together later, they had two daughters, and they still are together. We're talking about La Pomenia today as part of our cycle, Great Songs of Argentina and Their Stories. And here's a rendition of this famous samba song by El Dúo Salteño.
En la poma al aire da su ternura, si pasa sobre la arena y va pisando la luna, si pasa sobre la arena.
Eulogia Tapi en la poma, si shares her tenderness with the air. She walks on the sand and she walks on the moon. The wheat she's cutting, ripening at its waist, looking at alfalfa flowers, her black eyes bluishing. Looking at alfalfa flowers, her black eyes bluish.
Mirando flores de alfalfa.
Her black eyes are so black, they become blue. That would be a more accurate translation. It is so difficult, folks, sorry, to translate poetry, especially when it comes with such a dense cultural background, but that is the case for any translation of such a thing, of folk and that kind of stuff. Well, going back to the story, in going back to the writer of the lyrics, the man who created this song, we're talking about Manuel Castilla, remember? He was so upset that he had been beaten in an improvisation, in a singing duel with this girl, with Eulogia, that he came back the following day. Or actually, he didn't come back. He went to her house the following day and, with Eulogia's father's permission, challenged her to a second, to a rematch, and she won again. And that's when they saw each other for the last time. But before he left, Castilla promised that he would reward her with a samba he would write about her.
Eulogia Tapia en la poma al aire da su ternura. si pasa sobre la arena y va pisando la luna, si pasa sobre la arena y va pisando la luna, el trigo que va cortando madura por su cintura, mirando flores de alfalfa, sus ojos negros se azulan, mirando flores de alfalfa, sus ojos negros se azulan, la cara se le narina, las sombras se
her face covered in flower, with the shadows leaving their images on the sand. You'll get a glimpse of the sorrows by singing, and then we'll see a little bit of the sorrow. Well, several years later, Eulogia and her family were listening to the radio, and all of a sudden they listened to a song speaking of Eulogia Tapia in La Poma. And that was the beginning of a fame that turned the shepherdess and her little village into a travel destination. According to the newspapers of the province, despite the popularity of her name, things did not change much for Eulogia. Still today, every morning she can be found milking her goats before heading out to the neighboring hills to graze her flock, while her husband, if you remember the name, Avilio, looks after the alfalfa in a rented field. When asked, Eulogia says that it hurt her a lot to learn of the death of Mercedes Sosa, the woman who sang the most famous version of La Pomeña and made Eulogia a global celebrity. And here's that rendition by Mercedes Sosa of La Pomeña.
Eulogia Tapia en la poma, al aire da su ternura, si pasa sobre la arena y va pisando la luna, si pasa sobre la arena y va pisando la luna, el trigo que va cortando madura por su cintura, mirando flores de alfalfa, sus ojos negros se azulan, mirando flores de alfalfa, sus ojos negros se azulan. Sauce de tu casa te está llorando porque te roban Eulogia carnavaleando, porque te roban Eulogia carnavaleando. Se le narina, la sombra se le narena, cantando y desencantando, se le entreverán las penas, cantando y desencantando, se le entreverán las penas. Viene en un caballo blanco, la caja en sus manos tiembla, y cuando se hunde la noche, es una dalia morena.
And there you have it, La Pomeña, sung by the immortal Mercedes Sosa, the song that turned shepherdess Eulogia Tapia in the town of La Poma, a global celebrity. And this is the song and the story that we brought you today as part of our cycle Great Argentine Songs and the Stories, produced by Silvana Avellaneda.